Okay, here we are. Perakei Mishnah Vav Gal Shem Nitlash Uboy Arboim Sav Nafal Aho Adam Vyala Kilim Torim. Okay, this is actually, this not that I know anything, this is a Mamish, the Gemara quotes this. This is a famous Mishnah. Let's see, I'm sure you probably heard, you call this Mishnah? Gal Shem Nitlash Uboy Arboim Sav Vnafal Adam Vyala Kilim Torim. Picture 94. Here's 94. Gal shnitlash by one son of Allah Adam while came to him, Mayim Shabiyam, Mitadim, Bezirknum, Kedin May Mayim. Nita Gal Minayam, the Gal has now been uprooted from the Yam. Luzoichel Vahoylech Lumrachak, and it goes and it's going to fling far away. In Nafal Agal Allah Adam, Allah Kalim, Hariz and Mitarism, Afal Pisha Mayim Zoichalim, Kedin Mayim. But yet it says here in the Mishnah, it says, no, so that's, it doesn't, you don't need 40 sa. No, no, it's a voyabar, you do need 40 sa. Okay, let's see the bottom. Mishnah Seinu, he kedash ab yaisi le'el mishnah dalet shim shim. Ayam mitayar b'zaychalim, fine. Beis, hagal mitayar rak b'shah shuhu zaychal al gabi hakaraka. Avul im nekar hagal v'nizrak ala avir, ein mitayar b'oida b'avir ad sheyipo l'aretz. That's a Rebbe Chiddush. You hear what he says over here?
That yeah, when it's so a real tidal wave is not going to work unless it's all connected to the ground.
It has to fall on the ground. There's no such thing as a mikveh shel avir letvila. There's no such thing as a mikveh in the ear. The mikveh has to be grounded to the ground. Grounded. V'lamdu zayis ben apostik ach mayon ubor mikveh mayim yiyetar. Umayin ubar ein darkon liyos ba'avir. Say a shame. You say a shame. I read another of these. So therefore, they actually had in this week's Mishpacha magazine about this Makubal or Shrabi. They had an interview with a Makubal, and it goes back to this big Makubal from I don't know 100 years ago, where he went every night. He went to the attic. To spend Shabbos in the attic. So they thought he wanted to be a parish. So one week his mother was in the attic when he went into the attic, and he said, and the story goes he said a shame and he disappeared. He disappeared into thin air and he came back his mother is and he told his mother that he went to Yerushalayim. He was living in Chavez somewhere in Yemen through a shame. So. You like these stories?
Shai Adlon has written about them. I mean, these go back, 300 years.
So. I don't think this is a good thing to print in Mishpacha magazine for the Hamoin Am, this type of story.
Are you kidding me? It's great. This way they get
it. It sells. He said a shame and he disappeared into thin air. Even if it's true, I don't think it's meant for public consumption. All right, whatever it is. So here you have the yam, the mayim is in midiyah. V'tama davar shlo amar tar mikveh shlo avir letzvila. V'olam duzos min apostle ach mayim ubar mikveh mayim yetar fine. U'mayim ubar ein darkam liyos v'avir. Okay, gimel. Rabbi Yossi. Shayam mitar b'zaychlim k'din mayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, the yam is mitar b'zaychlim k'din mayim. Harei ze mitar gam b'chol shuv k'din mayim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, yeah, Rabbi Yossi, not the Tan of this Mishnah. It's good. The Kasha, Madu Hitzricha Mishnah Shiye Begal Ad Nidlash Mem Sa. Kasha, why do you have to have 40 Sa? You don't need 40 Sa if it's a Mayim. Enter the Mepharish here, Ludas Harash, the Harash Perikei, Mishnah Beis, Shlatvilas Odom Tzarch Shiyu Mem Sa Gam Bimei Mayon. Nicho, Shakosva Mishnah Mem Sa, Mishum Odom Haniska Bimishnah. Pile Ploim. This, right, we had that last time, right? So over here, we're talking about an other one. Even a Mayon, Shemen is Chiddush. A Mayon, this that we keep on talking about, a Mayon does not mean, the Mayon does not need Mem Sabu Kol Shehu. That's only when you mean Toivel Kalim. When you mean Toivel Kalim, but if you mean Toivel an Adam that's being Nitval, he needs Mem Sa. Pile Ploim. Okay, fine. Dalit.
Maybe they supply.
Beperike Mission Aleph Nispar Shemayin Shem Shichu Lebrecha Vivsikas Amayin Menabrecha. We learned that a Mayon Shem Shichu Lebrecha Right, that picture that we learned last time. So once the mine already stops, it's no good. So why then is this going to be good? Why? Ooh, a new mafarish here. We never had the marik before. Who's the marik? Who is the marik?
He's
what?
I said he's related to the Chazanish. It's the Alma first I've learned in Mishnah's Mikvahs here so far. Arayom, just the Rash, the Rush.
And the Chazanish.
That's all I know.
Mayon shiv sikoy harei hu kimikva. Mayon shiv sikoy. A mayon that we mafsik harei hu kimikva. Yeah. Hainu. Davko heicho shenochu hamayim bimikva. Where it's resting. Ukvarnasu ashboirin. Ela sha'ata bo lachshivoy kimayon ayde chibur lemayon. Umishamachi dinhu kishuchufsak mimenu. Once it's mafsik. Shechozar. Ludin mikve aval hecha de akati lo naiche mayim maya bi ashbarin el adayin chayim vzoicha le mikoech nivya samayin af al pi shuhufsiku meha mayin nikol mokom she mayin aleim mitzad atzvom kevon de akati chayim vzoicha le mihem vlo poku chayisim minayim. He's splitting hairs here. He's saying the din that it's going to be called when the mafsik is only when it comes to rest. As long as it's still in motion, it's going to have the din of a zoichal, a din of the mayon, and a zoichal is going to be good. Tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush that did not yet come to rest, and the moment it comes to rest, oh, then we're going to apply to the halacha of the previous mishnah. The cause of Marik, Shazotam din Mishra Senu Sha'af, Alpi Shosak Mea Galman Amayim, Shabiyam Adain Dinam Kime Mayon. Pile Ploim. Okay? So that's the halachos chaz the Mishra. Gal Shnidla Shaboy Raboim Sa, Venafel Amadam Bel Akalim, Tahoim. Now over here it says Al Akalim. It's a kasha, because it says here 40 Sa. This is not, he's not giving a good answer. He says the reason why it says here 40 Sa is because of the Adam. But the MS, the MS, the Kalim, doesn't need 40 sa. Right, a call mokom sheyesh boy arboim sa. Every place with this 40 sa, toivlim matbil, wherever you have 40 sa, you can be toivlim matbilu halacha, my halacha. Call mokom sheyesh boy arboim sa, toivlim umatbilim. So toivlim, what does it mean toivlim? You can be toivlim umatbilim, you can be toivlim something else. Right, umatbilim means you can be toivlim something else. You can cause something else to be nitba, lushan hifil. Is that what it means? A hifl? No. Yeah. I don't know. Grammar. An object.
Adam
and Caleb. You can tell yourself, Matbilin. Matbilin Bacharitzin. You can be told in the Charitz. Uvan Itzin. Uve Parsas. Hachamor. Hamo Ereves Bebeka. What in the world does that mean? Picture 95. Okay, here we go. Picture 95. Ooh, it's a big mission over here. Okay, picture 95. Hamayim shabugur. We over here on the right side. Niskabsu 40 sa mega shabubika harayukum elum mikve gvaldik. Hamayim shabuguma mechubadim lamayim shabubika b'shiur shifaferes hanoit. A teeny little opening connects it to that little pit. Guma bekarka. Okay, so the guma bekarka shenasa al yidei prosas hachamor oy shor behema oy bechol derech shehi. An axe. A donkey, Bigfoot, a donkey put its foot down over there. Or maybe there was an alien, a shade. Someone from Mars came, the Voyager from Mars. They tell us that they landed on Mars. Maybe that little machine that's I have a feeling that little helicopter that's running around on, that they claim is on Mars, it's really in Saudi Arabia somewhere.
I think it's a reconfigured Dominion machine that's probably somewhere in the Middle East. Yeah.
My mother told me that my grandmother never believed that they landed on Mars. She refused.
On the moon.
She refused, but kol koicha to be mamin that they landed on the moon. It was just a publicity stunt. Hollywood, she refused to acknowledge that they landed on the moon. So here we are, over here, we have an indentation in.
That doesn't count.
What?
My mother was pregnant with me at the time of the moon landing, so she was on bed rest. So she watched it in bed. And there was a lady in the apartment house who apparently also heard about it, but she didn't believe it. She came to my mother and she said, V is the mensch of the moon. Exeyevnish.
What does that mean?
I don't see him. Where is he?
Look up in the sky. Okay, so you have here, you made an indentation into the earth, a teeny little indentation, and it's connected with Shefer Sanoit. So Yachal Hatil is calling me over here. I have to call him back. My brother's calling me over here. Yachal Lahatil Kalim Beguma. Let me send him a message and I'll call you back later. Okay, right. Yachal Lahatil Kalim Beguma, Hoyle Vaguma Mukhubaris the Makam. Yes, so you're able to be terrible Kalim in this room because Mukhubaris. Fine, okay, that's for fine. Next. Now, next picture on the left side. Yesh Berechev Hamayim.
Wait, hold on a frame. A man can be toivel in that as well, right?
No, man means 40 saw. It means a kli, a machat. A kli, a small kli, you can be toivel in that little.
So why is the line before kol makom sheish abam saw toivel umat bila?
That's the big part.
That's the big part. That's not for the little charetz.
Little charetz, you can't have a 40 saw there. Can't be. Or not. Let's see. Let's give it. We'll see. Maybe he'll explain a little bit. Then let's say over here, Yesh Beroichav Hamayim HaMechabrim Es Aguma Lebeka Shiir Beis Etzbois Ki Shaferes Hanoi Yesh Begoyish Begoyva Hamayim HaMechabrim Ko'ovei Klipos Hashum. Wait, I don't understand. He's saying over here, there is the he's coming to the friendship between the Goyva and the Roichav. The goiva is a klipas hashum.
It sounds like he confiscated
the klipas hashum. But the roichav of the klipas hashum is two etzpois. The shifaferes hanoid. The shifaferes hanoid is the roichav. So the shir zeh hamayim shebeguma. What does the mean Shifaris Hanoid? Sheroichav Hanekev. Kishifaris Hanoid. I will be Goiva Hanekev. Ain't Sarech al Goiva Kiklipus Hashom. Chazoinish. Who would ever know this? Who would ever know such a tremendous Chiddush? Is that when it says over here, the Klipus Hashom, when it says over here, this halach of Shifaris Hanoid, it's in the Roichav, not in the Goiva. The Goiva is the Klipus Hashom, and the Roichav has to be two. Sarich sheyu begoiva beguma mayim b'shir revius. Oh, now he has your kasha. Sarich sheyu beguma mayim b'shir revius. Ulepachlus mizeh ein matbilin beguma. So the guma has to have at least a share of 3 ounces of revius. That's what it says in the back of the card. The back of the card, it says 3 ounces. Did you read the card anymore? You read any more chidush in the card?
Yes, we used it again on Shabbat.
You read some of the halachas? Any horrors? I found already. I found two mistakes already, for the next edition. I left out the mesek under the word nefashos, the most important word. Borei nefashos rabbis v'ches shonok kamash shabalachifem.
Is it chesronam or chesronan? Because I said that in your version of the card, it was chesronam.
But the mem.
Yeah,
that's not correct.
Aren't there some versions that have it with the nun?
Okay. You know something? I don't know. I have to go. Good, you told me. I have to go look. I go. Maybe it's a mistake. I don't know. What do I say? Maybe I have a sitter right here. Let me say the sidur.
Whose line is that again?
What does it say in the Sidur? Clearly I made a mistake. That would be a pretty bad mistake. That would be a very bad mistake. I don't even know what I'm saying every day. I say this brach a million times, and I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So again, it might be a different version.
I'm looking, here's the bench sheet. Here we go. It's a nun. I have an en nun. I have a mem there on the card.
Wow,
that's a very bad mistake. What does the article sort of say?
I think it's a mem. Let me go look at the card.
There was something about Rosh Hashanah and Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov, but he made sure to mention this now.
Wow, that's a pretty big mistake.
I don't want to say anything, but I think
that's a very, very bad mistake.
The R version, listen, I have a sitter in front of me, Trila Lamosha, Aisha Purusha, every shine of a Hakamoinim, and it has it with a mem.
It says here in the article with the nun. I have it with the nun in the article.
Yeah, the Cheshro Num, right?
I have a nun, the Cheshroy nun, and two nuns, nun sophis.
Two nuns, you have, the two. Card has two nuns?
No, the card only has a men. I don't know. Let me go see, I have the card here? I don't even have the card here. Oh, I do have the card, I have the card here. The card here has, no, it has a nun, it has it right. It's correct.
Correct. With two nuns?
Yeah, I have it correct.
Okay, because I have a version that says it has a nun and a mem.
Oh, okay. All right, Baruch Hashem, this has two nuns. The Chesroi nun. On the card, there are two nuns.
Okay,
you
good.
See?
I remember something, I don't know when I used something about that jumped out at me yesterday, and I was not sure. So it's good that we brought it up.
All right, good. No, it's very good you brought it up. So good, Baruch Hashem, here it says I have two nuns on the card, and then the art scroll. And in this other siddur I have here, the Kol Yaakov HaChodosh, they both have two nuns.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm covered. At least the art scroll and the two siddurim have two nuns. I have to go check it out. I have to go see what it's a very good siddur. The Nitori Karta siddur is a very good siddur. Siddur Vilna. Siddur Vilna.
I'll look in the center of the Gaonim. I have it. I'll go take a look at the right. I'm telling you, I plan to laminate the card. I don't want it to get chametz.
The card already is laminated. The card is laminated.
I understand, but I want it to get even more laminated so it doesn't end up, you know.
I'll give you more cards. I have 1,000 cards. All right, let's go weiter.
Did he see the card?
He never picked it up. He never picked it up. He doesn't care. After all that, he never picked it up. It's still sitting here ready for more than a week. He didn't even call me. It's amazing how this whole thing has a life of itself that went on with this card. Weiter in the Mishnah. Let's go weiter. Weiter in the Mishnah. Mishnah here says, okay, next part. So Nachmo Bishpar, the Mishnah of Yisrael says, Tavim Magil Magbilim Becharitzin Uvani Itzin and the Noitz. What's in the Itzin? What's the chiluk in these two words? You can be Tavim Charitz. The Rav says Charitzin is Rechavim, wide ones, and the Itzin means Kitzarim, narrow ones, wide and narrow. Uve Parsas Hachamor, an indentation on the ground from Hachamor. Hamoydeves Babika. That is connected. It's connected. Next, Veshamay Oimer Matbilim Bechar Delis.
Let's read all the Ravs until this point.
Okay, the Rav says Gal Shemit Lashmanayam Shoholech V'Soyer. It's roaring. The Gal is roaring. Isn't it amazing? This we're up to this Mishnah on Lag BaOmer. We were up to this Mishnah on Lag Va'omer. We didn't do it. Isn't that amazing? Gal? It's amazing. We were up to this Mishnah. We should have learned on Friday. Isn't that amazing? Pile ploin. Weit gal shenit lash. Our boy himself. Okay, shaholich v'soyer. V'nofal ala odam v'yala kelim. This Mishnah sounds like a stampede, no? It came crashing down. That's what happened. When they came down, they came down. It's pretty scary. A gal shenilash. They'll soon write this in the newspaper. Don't worry, right?
I'm sure that make sure when you write into the newspaper that you put in the halacha, which is tahar.
All right, that's right. V'nafal adam v'alakelim tarim l'chulin b'lvat. It falls on the adam v'alakelim. So he says, daf, there's a very big chiddush in the Rav. Not for kachim. Not for truma. L'chulin b'lvat. L'chulin le'bo kavana. We actually had this once before. Remember the very beginning, we learned this in the Tyrus. We had this. Is that tvila requires kavana. And the kasha is, whoever has kavana. And the answer we gave, the Chazonish said, we learned in Sech Tyrus, we had this, the Chazonish says, the only kavana for truma and kachin. You do not need kavana for chulin. Remember that?
Yes.
So that was a very big chiddush. So here it says over here, galus over here, v'nafal ala odim ala kelim tar. Why is it takatar only l'chulma? Because since it's a gal, there's no kavan. You're an innocent bystander. And now a whole wave comes upon the person. There was no kavana, unless you'll say he was anticipating the wave is coming upon him. Is that what you held him shot? It's not what the Rav says. L'chul milvad, l'chul loy boy kavana. Aval amayis sheni ulitruma loy tohar ha-toivil ad she'yichavim. Okay, fine. Toivlin ish v'isha. Why do you have to say ish v'isha? For nida? Why are you saying isha? Hilchas nida good
v'kud.
Ubat bilin kelim o yedayim kelim o yedayim b'makim shetzach tilas yedayim k'imayim l'kodesh d'loy chzagi ben tila. Kodesh, you have to wash your hands for Kodesh. Chalitzin. Okay, you have to take a wash. You have to wash the tilas. I don't know that. I don't know that. You have to wash the tilas for Kodesh.
You also said that besides going into the mikvah in Gansin, you still have to wash your hands. You said that.
For Kodesh, only for Kodesh, not for Truma?
I think for, I don't remember. I think it was for Truma.
Here he says for kachim. You have to wash the tefillah stand for kachim.
Yeah, meaning he just doesn't.
All right, fine. Charitzin or charitzin. Ruchavim umruboim kimaara ela she'enim mikurim. A charitz does not have a roof. It's an open area.
Yeah.
Okay. Ni'itz. What's ni'itzin? Kitzadim milamata. Ni'itzin means it's narrow milamata. Ruchavim milamala. And it's wide above. Okay, so it's narrow milamata. And it's kotzim milamata, the chavim milamala, fine. Parsas hachamor.
But it's not very tall to begin with, right? It's not very tall. You said that the height is really kiklipas hashum. The height is kiklipas hashum.
But it means the inside. That it means. No, the height is Kiklipa Sashum, that's only to pass over, to get connected. But once you're inside, then you have a lot of space. The Kiklipa Sashum is only the passageway for the water to be mechaberet. But you're not being toivel in that area. You're being toivel in the Guma. And the Guma is called the No'itz, which is Kotze Melamata, or the Chav Melamala.
Right.
Parsas chamar v'u adin parsas kol behim by any animal. Ha me'oreves bebeka guma shenaseis bekarka. A guma that was naseis bekarka is a parsas regal shlo behim of niskamsu b'mayim. It's a new case. Ha me'oreves bebeka guma shenaseis bekarka ayide parsas regal shlo behim of niskamsu b'mayim v'hi me'oreves l'mikva shlo aboyim so ayide nekev a hole. Kishafaferis hanoid, a hole. Like that's a magbilim bo. All right, that's all continuation. All right, now we come to the next case. The next case is what's called vaita beshamu. I mean magbilim bechardelis. And they still oimrim ein matvilin. Umoidim shu goider kalim betoivel bohem. The kalim shu goder bohem loy hut bolu. Two pictures over here. Two big pictures. Okay, 96. Chardless. What is a chardless? Chardless megashamim hamakalchim bimurid ahar. Okay, it's a chardless. Why is it called chardless? Fun flowing fine. It's going down the mountain. Megashamim hamakalchim bimurid ahar. Yesh b'mayim maschilosam mitchilosam l'saifim furisa. L'be shamay madbilim b'mayim elu afal pi shahim zoch, even though they're flowing. The afal pi shahim kitafres. What's a kitafres? Kitafres, we had in the Gemara.
Slope.
Slope, okay. You can be toivel, koi mesham, maim, eil, api shem, zoichlim, api shem, kitafres, it's a slope. Lebes hillel, ein mat bilim b'nei geshamim, hazoichlim, ad shi yikavu l'mokoy mechad. Okay, machloikis b'sham, b'sham, you can be toivel, nechardalis. Okay, let's go right in the bottom. Chard kitafres, ein echibor. A kitafres is not a chibor, b'lutum, it's not a chibor, b'lutum. Kloimar, mayim hanimtsam b'makom midrin, water that's found in a slope, einam chibur zeh lezeh, v'yimnagotam b'mayim hatachtoinim, if water touches in the mayim hatachtoinim, lo nitmu hamayim olyoinim, okay, if yimnagotam, if tuma touches, nacham b'mayim hatachtoinim, lo nitmu hamayim olyoinim, the mayim would not become tamei. Ulefi zeh chardelis sheyesh b'mem sa'ahoyel v'hi kitafbeitz e'er nechshav sheyesh kan b'apoyis v'magim echad. Odas b'shamay kitafbeitz nechshav l'chibur. He disagrees. It is a chibur. V'yesh kan b'apoyim v'magim echad. V'chein severis b'shamay shemei gesham mitanim b'zeichalim. Another chiddush. B'shamay holds that mei gesham. There are two different yisoydas of it. Number one is he holds over here, and another one that the trans chiddush. B'shamay holds that mei gesham is mitanim b'zeichalim. And the other halacha of Beishamay holds that a kitafre is called a chibur. So machtu yisoida yistika machleks and Beishamay silal. Is a kitafre a chibur? Number two is, does mei geshamim need 40 saw? I mean, zoichelim. It's mei geshamim can be toivel in zoichelim. So according to Beishamay, mei geshamim is kosher bezoichelim and a kitafre is a chibur. That's two kulas. Is that a kula? So are these included in the coolest? What?
I don't know.
These are two tremendous coolest. These are massive coolest.
Right. To say that a kitafres is not a chibur goes against how we described it in
the Elvish. Ulves Hillel Yeshkan Stacy Bos Madua in Madvilum Bechardless. Aleph kitafres in a chibur. Vien Kamab Memso Mokimachot. The mission is cast out how you get that base, chardless, hey, mega sham zeichelim. They might be able to make sham zeichelim. Verak mishashi, kovra maim lash, where might you look at him? Shaz, in katafis, in zeichelim, pili ploim. The machloikis, beshamai, besil, the mamash, you soy this dick of machloikis, beshamai, sil, when it comes to mega shamim, is a kosher when it's zeichelim, and Satan's, when it comes to machloikis, beshamai, sil, if katafis is called a chibur or not. Unbelievable. Next page, picture number 97.
People are being Ola Regal to Yerushalayim. They're climbing up the mountain, and they, you know, and they have the stuff, and the water is coming down.
It's like,
or they can use it as a
yes. According to base Shammai, it's a cooler. It's mutter. According to base, it's not going to be good. Yeah. Two halachas. Okay, 97. Umoidim shagoyder kelim etayvochem bekelim shagoda lo hutbulu nesu hamayim li ash boyren. Oh, goyder means make a fence, a geder. Goder as a mayim bekelim, take utensils, and you stop the water down the mountain. Lebe shamay toivlim b'mayim elu ve'ein kan havaya yidei mekabel toma, shamayim metarim gam kishem zoichalim. Now, according to Beishamay, it's poshut, because according to Beishamay holds that megashom is tar even when it's in motion. So even though the kelim, even if it was so therefore, now that you put kelim to hold back the water, big deal. Lebe silil. Ein toivlu b'mayim elu v'af al pishnesu v'lashbarein achol v'nasu b'mayim lashbarein ayidei kelim kabum toma v'ein kan havaya ayidei tahara. Okay, remember this machloek. This is tremendous chiddush that the havaya, even though the water is taka ashbarein, but what's keeping the water in place? What's the geder of the mayim to prevent it from going away? Kelim, movable utensils, and even though the utensils may be tahar at this moment, but since they are theoretically susceptible to Tumah, the mikveh is being meshaveh al yidei an object that can be mekabel tumah, and that is a violation against the basic laws of mikveh. Moide meshame shahakelim shegoidrim esamayim lohutbulu beshama igris shahakelim shegoidrim esamayim lohutbulu. Those are no good because they were not immersed. They sheena mayim magiim lekelim elu ela rak minatzad. They ain't kan ma'aset tefila bekelim elu. Just because the kelim are preventing the water from traveling doesn't mean the kelim themselves have been toiled correctly. Wow. Okay. So chazal mission. Let's go back to the Rav. The Rav is moed nachos and over here. Why? Number one, because it's megeshamim. And megeshamim we hold when megeshamim does this zaychalin is good. Number two, he holds that a katafris is called a chibur. Rabbi Silla Mislo says in matvilim. Rav says chardless. What's a chardless? Come har, har. What's that word? The lace. What does that mean? That doesn't a noun that doesn't exist. What's the lace mean? Dolace. Har, dolus. Is that a Hebrew word? An Aramaic word? Let's go ask Google. Vashteta. Google, what do you say, Google? What is this? A dolace. Never heard this. Dolace. Dolace. I don't know what he's saying over here. Let me go look at the dictionary. What's a dolace? Okay. Here we go. Dolace. No, there's no real translation here. Dolis. What is this? Oh. A vein? No, that's varix. No, that's not the right word. No, no, what happened over here? I don't know what this word means. I don't know.
I look at the Gahati after we finish.
Dolis. No, it is dolis. Varix. What's a varix? What's that?
Varices have to do with someone has varicose veins. Those are veins that you can see, veins that are bulging out. So maybe it's a mountain that has, you know, water bulging, waters like coming down streams. Like, you ever see the side of a ski slope? So it looks like you have veins in the mountain.
Oh, so that's what it must mean. Okay, that's what it means then. Veins in the mountain. You have protrusions. That's what it says. That's a pshat. Okay, very good. You got pshat. Nochmal chardlis, kmo har dolis, zedemayim haboim midolyoi shel har. What's the dolyoi? What's midolyoi shel har? The apex. What's dolyoi? Is that a pasuk somewhere in the Torah? Yizal mayim midolyoi. What does that mean? What does that pasuk mean?
Usually I'm at the Kiddush Club at that time. I cannot tell you. Yizal
mayim midol yoi v'ga'vira. What's the whole pasuk?
Darov v'mayim rabim.
Yizal
mayim.
Let's see what this pasuk means. One second.
Pasuk in Parshas Bala.
Yizal mayim midol yov. How do you pronounce it? Midol yoi midol yov. It's a kriyuch siv. I don't remember anything over here. Yizol Mayim Midol Yov. Let's see the translation over here. Tanakh. Let's see over here. Targumim. No, I want to perish. Basic Rashi. Perish of Rashi. Medrash Agod. Medrash Ibn Ezra. Where's the Rashi? Dasakanim. Panechroz. Rashi. Here's Rashi. Midol Yov. Mibe'eroi Sof. A pit. Rashi translates the word midol. I don't know if I'm reading it right. Midol yov. Is it a krivach siv? I don't remember.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Yizal mayim midol yov mi be'eroi sof uperushoi kitargumai. The perush is like the targum. What does the targum say? The targum here says shiyot.
Okay.
It's not a kriyuchsev, right? That's standing water?
Right.
A be'er. It says a be'er, a well.
Kegina Dakya.
Excuse me? Are you here for the event?
Sorry?
Are you here for the thing?
Yes.
What time is it starting?
I think 2:30 is supposed to start.
2:30.
Yes, anyway, so...
No, I might have to stop because they're going to start here soon. Hespid. I can't make any noise when they saw the Hespid. I might have to go also. Let's go by. Rav Via says, Chardalis, Zeremai, Machaboy, Midoli of Shohar. Perush and Goiva on the top of the mountain. Yafilu ein maschilosan yatsoifan el arboim sa. Even if you're not going to have from the beginning to the end, mitchilosan yatsoifan arboim sa. Matbil bohem, you can be toil bohem, ubeishamai. Ubeishilil oim, ein matbilim ad shayu arboim sa, but mokimach in one location, shayin chardolis mitahadis elobi ashbirin. Shagoyder kelim v'teilim, you can be goyder, you can make a wall of kelim, a geder of kelim, v'teil bohem, oise mechitza v'kelim kadeh sheyakvu hiluch ha-mayim v'lo yezoich ha-lon. V'teil b'yosn ha-mayim, shemesech ha-mechitza kelim, shehen k'mei mikva. V'kelim shagoda bohem lo hutbu, but the kelim that you use to make the fence lo hutbu, lo lefi shelo hutbu, lo kakli, kol ha-kli, v'mayim shemesech ha-mechitza, ki imat sad shemekli, achard lis v'loy litzad sheklap yichutz. The kasha of the Omar Rabbi Yosi Leel Kolava Shuni Kabel Toma Ein Mazchilum We learned not long ago that any mitzvah Kabel Toma cannot be the source of there means of preventing it from flowing. I remember that Rav said Ein Mazchilum means it means to prevent it from flowing. How then can you use a kli from Kabel Toma? V'yechi polig abe silol shemoidim shegoider kelim v'toyvel bochet. How could that? How can you go do that? Yeshloimar. The high umoidim as sefer koi. What do we mean over here? The omar when is umoidim kelim shagodar b'chem loy hutpulu v'yachi kama umoidim beishamay lebeishilul shagoyder kelim tavo b'chem. So it's beishamay when it says over here. This is all going to beishamay. Anechad I'm going to beishilul. It's taka vaday. No, it's taka no good. And when it says umoidim is not going back. In other words, you'll only be a mistake if you learn the word umoidim is going back on beishilul. No, umoidim is going on beishamay. The word is Beis Shammai. It's chulin. Oh, why did not borrow him saw? Adam, mean to Adam. Kol mokum sheish by borrow him saw. I tell him we have 47 matbilim, matbilim acharitzim, even cracks. Acharitz is something which is a big crack. Uvani itzim means a small crack. And uvi parasas hachamor, even in a footstep of a donkey, hamoreves mabeka that's been connected, mabeka even to this thin little sliver of shifaferes hanoid in width with the height of klipas hashum, and then beishamai oime matvilim bechardalis in a slope of water going down the mountain a kaftaris, because beishamai holds megeshamin is kosher with zoichalin. And he holds a kafteris yesh chibur, because he holds that a kafter is not called a chibur. It's not a chibur. Umoidim, they both agree. Shugoyder kalim. What?
And you need ashbor.
According to Beis Hillel, it's zerich is not in ashbor. Umoidim goes back on Beisham. Umoidim, Beishamai agrees. Beishamai agrees, Shugoyder Kalim, B'Toivel Bohem. Who's the Moidim going on? Moidim. According to Beis Hillel, you can't do nothing. It's always going to be us. B'shamayis, it's going to be good. Shugoy der kelim. Even though I'm now making it ashpoiren with kelim, I'm making it worse. Maybe I'm making it worse because I'm using a dove that's mekabel toma, so maybe this makes it worse. No, it's not making it worse. Since I don't need the kelim altogether, I can be tevel when it's in motion. So now that I make it ashpoiren, even though the ashpoiren is being done on the kelim, it's okay. But that I at least agree to the Beis Hillel that the kelim lo yuchutlu because they have not been surrounded all sides with water. Let me just see what's going on. Okay, give me one second. Let me see what's going on over there. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaMashiach 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 Melech
HaMashiach Melech HaMashiach Melech HaMashiach So they were only partially titled, right?
They were not
completely titled.
Only partially, correct.
So Beis Hillel says that you cannot title that, but Beis Shammai says that what? Beis Shammai says that nevertheless,
even though you're using kalim to which are assignments to makabel tumah to cause damage to prevent it from to make it ashbaren, so you think that since you're being mahave a mikvah, you're being mahave a mikvah al yidei davar that's makabel toma, right? You're being mahave a mikvah al yidei davar makabel toma. It's okay. It doesn't matter because according to Beis Shammai, the truth is even if it was flowing, it would be good. If it was zeichlin, it would be good. So now that you're going in Mahava, it's not going to cause any harm. It's okay. It's not considered to be a chasar.
Right.
But the kelim is still not immersed. It's only touching the water on one side. So that it's still not going to be kosher. Now let's see the Ikam of Farshim. Over here. What's up in Mishnah Vav? What does it say over here in Mishnah Vav? Mishnah Vav over here, it says, Hakdama. Mishnah Stadium Milamedes din Tfilo Begal Shinitlash Mehayam Uvamayim Shabuguma is Shoinais Uvichard. List three different examples. A gal, and we have the Mayim Shabugumais, and we have a chardalis. Gal Shnitlash calls Mansha Galo Noch Dinoi Kemayon. As long as it's still in motion, it's called a Mayon, but Tar Gam Bezoichalin. New tzorach arboim sa afagav the shor mayon mitar bekol shahu. Why? Dikeshegia gal leguf hatomei kvar nitlash mayan. That's not what it said in the first before. He's saying a whole new din, a whole new lumnis. That the reason, really, I'll tell you, you don't need 40 sa, but by a mayan. But since over here it was nitlash, so it's like we're giving. It's a contradiction. Mitzad echad, it's called a mayan. Memela zoichalin, it's going to be good. But the din of kol shu, no more. Kol shu is only going to be good when it's mechuber. If it's nidlash, la lomnis aliyah. The din of kol shu is only when it's mechuber. When it's not mechuber, then you need 40 sa. But it's still called a mayon because it has the koich of the mayon because it came from a mayon, and that's why zoichalin is still going to be good in this case. Inami. That's what he said before in the Mefarish, in the commentary. But that's Shver, because then it says Kalim, there are 40 saw, and it says Adam Oy Kalim. So why do I have to say Oy Kalim? So you're going to go tell me the reason why I said 40 saw was because of Adam. The other first answer is a much better answer. The first answer is a Lamdish answer, beautiful answer. He's saying is that they are Tzvei Dimin Amayim. There's Zaychalim in this Kol Shu. So when it's nitlash, it still maintains the koyach of zoichalin. But once it's nitlash, its din of kol shu goes away, even when it's in the midyar. Okay, that's his first answer. All right.
How can you say zoichalin if it's in midyar? I mean.
So that's what he's saying, because it's in the koyach. That's the whole chiddush. That's the lamdus. The lamdus is that since it's coming from a mind with the force. The velocity of the Mayan is the velocity is what gives it. It's the velocity. Right. It makes a lot of sense. Why is a Mayan good when it's Zeichelin? Because the Mayan's the Malchus of the Mayan. It's moving. So just because it's Nidlash, so what? The velocity is still there. Even though it was Nidlash, the movement is still there.
So I'm shattered by a Mayan is that even though it's Nidlash, it's still considered Mechubal Akar.
It's still, I don't mean a chubur. It's still. I mean, it has to touch the ground, though. He said that it's not in midair. It's no good. It has to hit the ground, and when it hits the ground, it's covering the person at that exact moment. Then you have everything together. It's making a touchdown.
Meaning that it's not. Meaning that it's somehow still. I don't say connected to the ground because that's the opposite of nitlash. But it has properties.
Right.
Like it's
mechubal l'karka. Okay, the next thing in Mefarshim, the parsas hachamar hamureves bekarka, ein rav hataisus yamte perish im yesh kama gumois keele. You okay there? I lost you.
Okay,
ikim Mefarshim, the parsas hachamar hamureves bembeka, ein rav hataisus yamte teres yisrael perish im yesh. Kama gumais keele bebikas bebika. If there are many gumais, there are many pits like this in the bika. Bebika. Shadarkoi ba yachamarim. Im yesh kama gumais keele bebika. Yeah. Shadarkoi ba yachamarim.
That the donkeys passed over.
The donkeys stepped on it. Hagasham nismale kulam, and then when the rain came down, the oga filled up. V'chol meimi hagumais muravim hein kolachasim chaverta shebitzida kiroichav sheferes hanoit v'goyva klipas Hashem mitzdarfim kulam yachal le'arboim so litvol kelim v'chol achas megumos. So you're just saying more than one. All this thing over here, we're just saying, the second interpretation over here, we're just saying only there's more than one, there's multiple ones. And yesh kama gumas keila, multiple gumas keila, bebeka, shedar choy bo hachemoyin b'ma'ara, sheyardu gushgushav nisval lekulam. If there are multiple gumas, then all of them have to have the zel b'din. All right? That's all he's saying, just saying. Now let's see the tabla.
So there's some type of connection. So they've all coalesced
right.
Some type of keyboard to create a mikvah of memsa.
Correct. That's what it seems to be saying. Okay, now let's go weiter. Next shtickle over here.
That's a pretty weird thing to say.
They're all connected. They're all connected, one to the next. It's a network.
But how is one supposed to be tivel? The thing is so small.
A needle, a machat, a needle. A needle. You tivel a little teeny kalim in these things. Okay, now let's see the tabla. Tabla, Tzvilas, the three different parts of the Mishnah. There are three dinim in this Mishnah. Gal shenitlash, me'ayam, v'nafal ha'adam, yalakelim ha'adam ha'akelim tahayrim. Davka l'chulin aval l'chumo ma'yaseh tzorach kavona. Fine. Mishaseinu k'dash ha'yoyis ha'soyver, shekol ha'yam ha'dinim k'mayin l'tar b'zaychalim. Why is it going to be good? Because we're going that all the yamim, shekol yamim, right, that all yamim are have a bit of a mayan, and a male that's zaychalim. V'tzach sheyeh begal shir arboim sa 40 sa hoil v'nitlash mimokim chiburoi. The din of mashahu is not going to apply once it's detached. Okay, that's the first thing. Now we come to the Guma Shonis. Kol makom sheyesh arboim sa megashamim b'nei adam toilim boy umativilim boy kelim boy oyedayim. Lefichach matil b'charitzim. Oh, let's say there's an extension. There's a charitz. A guma meruba square. Uven itzim tsar malamad v'rach malamala. Someone stepped on it. When the smala megashamim umurevis, and it's mixed in mikveh shalaboyim saw, so it's also a valid place to immerse. Okay, then we have tvila bechardolis. What is a chardolis? We have a slope, water going down a mountain. Beshamay matbil bechardolis kiluach hasham hayor milmahar v'hu sheyesh b'chol kiluach hamayim shir arboyim saw. Beshamay says you can be toyim bechardolis. You can be told in the chardolis, provided v'hu sheyesh b'chol kiluach hamayim shir. You have to have in the entire collection of water going down the mountain, there must be 40 saw, because he holds that a katafris yesh boy chibur. Ubeis tilal ein matbilim. Why not? L'fi shamayim zoichlim. It's moving. Ve'inim mechunasim. Now let's say. In Sachar Asamayim Bekelim, Ba'ofen Sheyesh Shom Arboim Samayim Mechunasim, Moedim Meshamay, Shakelim Shesachar Bochem Lo Hutbulu, Lefi Shetzidam Hechitzon Eine Besech Achardelis. Ol Das Hillel, Harezen Mikve Posel, Mishom Shehavi Yosoy, Al Yidei Mekabel Tomo. But Meshamay holds that it's not a problem. Meshamay either seems to hold that there's no such issue of Havi Yosoy Yidei Mekabel Tomo, or he holds that since in this case, anyway, you know, it would be good if it would be in motion. So now when you hold it back through the kelim, it's not going to be worse than if the water was still going down in motion. I don't know. Maybe the Pashup Shad is still the Shammai doesn't hold this halacha of that the Haviyosai al Yidei kelim is a problem. Maybe he doesn't hold the halacha altogether. Okay, maybe we learned it before. I don't remember if we learned it before, but in any case, it's going to be good. All right, I got to run. So Baruch Hashem, we finished five parakim. Five perakim. All right, I gotta go. Okay, I gotta run. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful. Thank you for being with me. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Mitzvah tomorrow. 1:15. Okay, 1:15. Perak Vav. Okay. Zayid Gezut. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. B'sayros, tayvos, yeshuos, v'nechomos.